Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Only you, Jesus. Only you, Jesus. We call on the name of Jesus. We call on the name of Jesus. Great things happen because there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Seeds of Prayer. Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We give God glory and honor for today. Truly, He is amazing, God. And we're going to go and get our scripture this morning. We're going back to Psalms 77. Back to Psalm 77, but start off with verses 1 and 2 this time. It says, these things right here precede miracles. Verse 1, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I would not be comforted. So, and we do these things here, cry out to God for help. He said he'll hear us. Cry out for him to hear us. We're in distress, certainly right now in the United States. It may be personally, community-wise, family-wise, we may be in distress. We are in distress. And so we want to cry out to the living God who is able. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think in our prayers. And so it's awesome. It's wonderful that we can come to Him and remember that He is a God who done miracles of long ago, and so He's promised to show His compassion, and even in the midst of God's wrath, we pray for Him to remember mercy in the midst of judgment. To remember mercy, mercy is that we don't get what we deserve. We don't receive what we deserve. And we know this about God. We know He is a holy God. He is great. There is no other God besides Him. There is no one else. There's nothing too hard for Him. He is great. He is wonderful. He's mighty. He's awesome. We magnify Him. We praise His name. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. And so these things we bring before His holy and righteous name. And truly He hears us. Amen. And we glorify Him. Praise His holy name. Glory be unto God. And so let's go to Him in prayer. We're lifting up so many things, and I know that you have personal prayers that you are lifting up, and you're believing God. We're just going to continue on to believe God. We're just going to continue to walk by faith. That's what God says, walk by faith and not by sight. He says the righteous ones, His righteous ones will live by their faith. Amen. We'll live by, not by what we see with our natural eye, but what is unseen, which is God. Amen. And He said He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so He performs miracles. He comes to our aid in our distressful time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God is our help. Amen. So let us pray. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we give You praise. Father God, we give You glory. God, we thank You, Lord God, that You, hallelujah, give us the greatest miracle, which is Your salvation. You give us the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Your word, Father God, You said even in the book of Job, You perform wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. But, oh, Father God, we thank You right now, Jesus. You performing miracles on our behalf, Father God, Your people, Your righteous ones. You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So, Father God, we trust that we obey, we depend upon You, Lord God, today. Father God, we thank You for the forgiveness of sins, and You've sending forth the laborers. We pray to You, Lord, the harvest. Send them out, men, women, children, and youth. Send them out with the gospel, to plant seeds and water seeds, and You're the one to make them grow. God, send out, Father God, Your work, Your word, and it would not return void. God, send it out in the name of Jesus. God, You already have sent Your missionaries, and God, they're out there in the harvest. harvest. God, bless the work of their hands. Hallelujah. Establish it. Father God, we thank you right now, God, for the gospel of Asia. We thank you for Grace Poor Ministries in Kenya, all of Africa missionaries, all the missionaries across the world and nations. God, you sent them out. Give strength. Give persistence. Refusing to give up. To go on in a stubborn way. Father God, I thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. Oh, God, you rebuke every enemy. God, you cast every enemy aside. God, we thank you for victory. You give your missionaries victory on the battlefield. God, some battles you say to stand still and to see the salvation of the Lord. God, will you tell us, Father God, that you will fight the battles. We don't have to fight. You will go and fight for us, God. Hallelujah, putting to death the enemies, the enemy schemes. Amen, destroying the works of the devil. Oh, and that's why you sent Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Destroy all his wicked schemes and plans. And Father God, encourage is destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Offer your people, offer their work, offer their ministry, offer their family, offer their children, offer their children's children. God, I thank you right now, oh powerful, mighty God, as you're praying, amen. As the Lord Jesus praying and interceding for us, sitting on the right-hand side of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says he forever makes intercession for the saints. You also given us, Father God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, Father God, you said, amen, will make prayers for us and groans we may not understand, but it's according to your will. Father God, I thank you in the name of Jesus. You break every chain because there's power in the Son's name, your Son Jesus Christ. God, you set the captives free, set them free from drugs, alcohol, gangs, sexual immorality, set free, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from pride. Set free, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from lies and deception. Father God, you break every chain. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Father God, Jesus, we thank you for the wonders and the signs and the miracles. Amen. We don't look for a sign. We already believe. You're just confirming your word as we preach the gospel of truth. The gospel that says there's only one way to heaven, and it's through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for the children and the youth. You'll build them up in their most holy faith. And so the children shall lead them, lead the adults, tell them all about Jesus, their parents, draw them unto Christ. Father, I thank you right now, God, for our youth, as they learn your word, digest your word, and Father God, if they live, they can live holy lives, they can live powerful lives, they can live filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Father God, nothing is impossible to those who believe, and I thank you for increasing their faith. We thank you, Father God, for youth conferences all around the nations in the world, Father God, building up our youth, youth ministry, building up our youth, to you be the glory. God, we thank you for healing, Jehovah Rapha. You, the Lord God, our healer. God, you healing mightily. Amen. Father God, these children and these youth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for healing. By the wounds of Jesus, they're healed. You're healing adults. You're healing all of us, Father God. We just touch the hem of Jesus' garment right now, and we are healed and restored. Thank you, Father God, for provision. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider, and you have given us all provision. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, God, you are supply of all our needs, according to your riches in glory. God, as we come to the close, we pray for kings, presidents, President Barack Obama. We pray for these rulers to make righteous decisions and do what's right. And Father God, according to your righteousness and not our own righteousness. So thank you, Father God, for pouring out your spirit and sending revival upon the land. God, a spirit of repentance. Amen. And being baptized unto repentance and water and power of the Holy Spirit and living a lifestyle that pleases you in holiness. In Jesus' name, to you be the glory, Father God, and to you be the praise. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Praise God, saints. Amen. We're crying out to God for help, and he hears us. Cried out to God to hear us, and we saw him. Amen. Until he does and helps us. And to him be the glory and praise. Have an awesome rest of the Lord today, and make it a blessed day in the Lord. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.